Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. We are live from the most beautiful and awesome city in the world. I truly believe that from the bottom of my heart, Houston, Texas. And look at this sunset behind me. Is that not just absolutely awesome? Looking over the Texas Medical Center. And I work just right across the street there, and I just love it here. Our guest tonight is probably going to agree with me that Houston's one of the most awesome places because she is a Houstonian too. And I love having the wonderful Houston folks on. And we have a huge Houston audience. So they are listening tonight. So yeehaw, Houston, here we are. But welcome to the program tonight. 888-627-6008 is going to be the number that you want to call if you want to get involved. Or looks like my son, Curtis, in Seattle, Washington, is running the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page right now. If you have a comment, a thought, a question, any friends of our guests tonight, if you want to call in and have a story about her, you're welcome to do that, whatever. We're just going to be laid back, and we all have our coffee or diet soda, whatever, and we're just going to enjoy the evening. And, you know, I'm reading a book that this is going to be a guest in the next few weeks, Unlocking Legacies and Releasing Burdens, How to Break Generational Traumas. Huge book, and just came out. I guess it's out, but it's going to be out soon. If not, I wrote the forward to it, and she sent me a copy, and I'm really enjoying it. So hopefully Dr. Gale is going to be with us in the next few weeks. She's out of the country right now. When she gets back, she's going to be on the program. So looking forward to that. You know, I tell you what, it's been one of those weeks, and every now and then I run into somebody that'll say, "Great, I don't know how in the world do you get everything done that you do." And our guests may be the same way, have a lot of irons in the fire, and they all get warm. A lot of people have irons in the fire and none of them get warm. But how do you do that? And I think the thing that I've been dealing with is, you know, it seems like we can use our imagination to create something that we don't want. Think about that. We use our imagination to create something that we don't want. And what that is called is worry. And then that worry becomes a monster that we call fear. And then fear leads to hesitation. Hesitation leads to paralysis. So we end up nothing getting done. And, you know, I just, my new book just came out, When the Dark Clouds Come. I am now working on the second of Shattered by the Darkness called The Overcoming the Darkness. And then I have to, by December, have this book done, Hiding in the Darkness. And this is about men and boys being sexually abused. And it's like, good night, I have to get all those done by the end of the year. How do you do it? I'll tell you what, it's taking the first step. I think sometimes I get people telling me to say, hey, you know, three steps forward, two steps back, Greg, is it worth it? Yeah, you're still making progress. Baby steps all add up. And I think Les Brown, which I love, a motivational speaker, Les Brown, if you haven't looked up his quotes, you want to or hear him speak, but he says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. And I for some reason, I needed that this week. I think maybe you possibly could need it. You may be in a situation tonight that you need to get out of. You may be in a situation tonight that you want to get into, like you want to go back to college, or you want to try that new job, or you want to do that one thing that you always said, I don't think I'm good enough. I want to let you know that I get the most productive when I get excited. And when I get excited, it's usually because I've taken the first step of starting something that I've put off over and over and over. I used to manipulate my mind by saying, you know, I'm best at the last minute projects. No, I'm not. I'm usually best when I decide to take the step and do it. And then be proud and excited that I am actually taking a step towards a goal. We all feel overwhelmed. I think right now we all have things and issues that we're dealing with that sometimes gets us down and stresses us, and we're carrying our own baggage and it's getting heavy, and I just don't know if I'm going to get through the day, and I can't put anything else in my day timer. And I will let you know, just imagine yourself slowly chipping away at each of those things. Because all of those steps, no matter how big or how small, all add up to something going in the right direction. Patience isn't for waiting. Patience is for allowing the necessary time to make the things happen. Right now could be your time. Fear is a reaction, and courage is a decision. Which one are you going to do? The only impossible journey is the one that we never begin. And I wrote this quote down, and I have it someplace. Here it is. If you want something you've never had, you have to be willing to do something that you've never done. And there's a lot of people thinking that they're stuck. And tonight you may hear about people, couples, families, situations that our guest deals with every day, that they feel like they're stuck and there's no hope. And we always end the program letting you know there's hope. Well, I want to start the program. There's hope, but sometimes you have to take the step towards it. And the best way to get things done in life is simply to begin. Is make the step. And if you're waiting for perfect conditions, here's a secret. You'll never get it done, because there's never a time that's perfect. Never. That's how the devil messes with us. That's how the world system messes with us. There's always something that wants to interrupt us. Don't wait for a perfect time, because it's never perfect. Just make the decision and do it, and do it now. All right. And that's what I needed to hear. And hopefully maybe you need to hear going into this week, or maybe somebody that you're going to be dealing with this week. Tonight, we have, and I'm proud to have with us tonight, Wykesha Dixon, a fellow Houstonian. And she has over 13 years of working with the underprivileged or underserved populations in our community. And I love that she's doing that. And she's been with the Bay Area Turning Point for over 10 years now, since 2012. And she is helping people deal with domestic violence and sexual abuse. And it's my privilege and honor to have with us the entire hour tonight, Wykesha Dixon. Wykesha, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Gregory.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Wonderful. Oh, I love your background there. Apart, but together for change. What's that mean, Wykesha? Why is that the motto or the slogan for Bay Area?
So this is the slogan for tonight. I'm using it for tonight because I know we're broadcasting in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And so for me, even though we may be apart, we're not in the same household. Some of us aren't in the great city of Houston. But just because we're apart doesn't mean we can't be together for the effort of change, for the betterment of people and the betterment of our community. And so while we're separated by miles, by cities and by states, I want the people who are listening today to know we are all here together to implement change and to create those spaces for people to be able to thrive. And as you were explaining, to not live in fear and to have that courage to be able to move to whatever next step that is for them identified in life.
Do you find that what I mentioned just a few minutes ago, at least in my own life, that sometimes I don't ever take that step. And then I end up living in misery for a period of time. Think if I'd only done that. Do you have that a lot in the situations that you are involved with? I would imagine probably domestic violence would be a huge element of, because that's how the abuser keeps them. They don't think they'll ever make that step for a better life or to move out or to do something about it.
Absolutely. That's definitely something that comes up a lot with survivors that we work with at Barry Turning Point. It's the fear of thinking life can't be different or life won't be different. And so that's why it's services out in the community, such as Bay Area Turning Point, to offer options and offer recovery solutions for people to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to sit and live in abusive situations. That we are here to offer you a hand up. I always tell clients, you know, you're not alone in this. Although I'm not living in the home with you and I haven't experienced the personal abuse, verbal, emotional, psychological, or physical that you may have. However, I am here as a person who is willing to help you create the change in your life that you want for you as an individual. And a lot of times people come in who have children or they have families who are connected to this situation. And so we're here to offer that service to the individual, to the children, and to the families collectively, so that they know that there is options, that we don't have to live and suffer in silence. That's not what our life was destined and purposed for, right? And so if we have a greater purpose ahead of us, we have to be willing to take that leap of faith, whether it's the unknown, and oftentimes that's the scariest time. I don't know what's at the other end of that pathway. I don't know what's behind the door, but that's why there's advocates such as me, and I'll even say you, Dr. Gregory, who are out there to create these conversations and to create these waves for people to know that pick up the phone, call someone, show up, walk in through the door. We're here with open arms and willing to extend to you what options you have available so that life can be better and things can look different.
Absolutely. Do you feel that we're most vulnerable when we feel like we're alone?
It is that saying that when your back is up against the wall, it's like, okay, what you got? Like, let me see it. And we do. We get clients that come in and it's like, this is the last straw for me. Or I've tried everything that I can try. What you got? And so, yes, it's sometimes when you're at your where do I go from here? When you're most vulnerable to be able to be willing to hear someone or be willing to hear the options. And so since we're talking about that, I also want to speak to people who come in contact with those who have been in both domestic violence or sexual violence situations. When they're not necessarily receiving what it is that you have to say or the options that you may be presenting to them, don't receive it as this person doesn't want help, right? Sometimes they're trying to make it through the trauma that they're experiencing. They're trying to sift through the thoughts. They're trying to sift through those feelings. And as a community, sometimes we can become sometimes judgmental in that space. But it wasn't my trauma. It wasn't my experience. And so we can't sit in that seat of judgment. All we can do is continue to extend our hand, continue to open our doors, and continue to build recovery solutions and options so that when that person is ready, there you go. We got it right here for them.
I'll tell you what, Wakesha, that is so wise, because I think I deal with a lot of people that have been abused, and I'm assuming what works for me is going to work for them. And it's kind of like grief. When you lose somebody that's close to you, everybody deals with grief differently. We process it differently, even in the same family. If a father passes away and there's five kids, every one of those children will deal with the death differently. Same with abuse, same with domestic violence. And I think sometimes we want to push the textbook here. Yeah. Here's the answer, instead of us just using the 2 years and one mouth that God's had. I just want to listen to you for a while. Just talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm here. And that sometimes is all they want, just somebody to share with.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha, in your world, tomorrow morning, I'm assuming you're probably going to get up and go to work. What are you hoping to accomplish that gets you to get out of bed and take the shower and get dressed and drive through Houston traffic or wherever your office is at? And what are you hoping to accomplish that day? What is your passion about in life with the work that you're doing?
So my passion, what makes me get up every morning, Dr. Gregory, is that I'm creating a path for somebody else.
Yeah.
I have a daughter who's 7. And so while it's important that she sees me get up, get dressed, head out to work, because eventually I want her to take care of herself and take care of her own stuff. But it's bigger than that for me. I have something on my wall at work that says, someday I'll change the world. And I truly believe that every day I get up, someday I will change the world. I will change how people look at survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. I will change the recovery options that are available for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. I will be able to continue to work every day to keep the doors open at Bay Area Turning Point, so that when that person decides to pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm ready for the change, that we have our doors still open. And so it's not about me and my 7-year-old daughter, Reagan, but it's about the other people who, while we're fighting every day to end violence, we know that the numbers still increase. We know that 1 in 4 people will be affected by domestic violence. We know that, right? And so since I know that, it's my duty and my responsibility to answer the call. And so I get up every day to answer that call, to be able to support the staff that work at Bay Area Turning Point. Supporting them allows for them to be able to support the clients. And so we have to be able to create those opportunities. And that's my purpose. That's what gets me up every day. I started off doing case management with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. And through my 10 years of working at Bay Area Turning Point, I'm now the deputy director, where I work on the administrative side. And so it allows me to be able to see what the caseworker needs to be able to effectively help somebody move out of shelter, move into housing, get counseling services, but also the administrative side, where I'm knocking on the door of our executive director to say, hey, I need some more money because I got to get these services for these clients. And so having that voice and sitting at that table fuels my purpose and has been rewarding for me. And I wouldn't change not one thing about it.
That's fantastic. Tell you what, we're going to take our first break. On the other side of this break, Keisha, I really want to find out more about the Bay Area Turning Point. I came in contact with you at a platform conference day at church that was dealing with domestic violence. And I was speaking and you folks were there. And I think you spoke too, or the group did, or somebody did from your organization. So I want to find out more about this specific area, Turning Point, Bay Area Turning Point, and what you do for the community around Houston area. So I'm looking forward to that. On the other side of this first commercial break, 888-627-6008, or you can get right on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page and tell Curtis, hey, I have a question. We'll be right back after this first commercial. Hang with us. You know, I tell you what, I have been working on this project for the last couple of years, and we keep promising you that this book was going to come out, but it is now out right now on Kindle edition. And I can't be more excited than I am about this book, because it's a perfect timing for what our teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, basically everybody needs. And it's called When the Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. It's available right now on Amazon, on Kindle. And to be available August 16th, actually on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books A Million, and all those sites. And just a few topics that it talks about. Chapter 1, you're going to find out where you are in life and how to find out how to get where you're going. Chapter 8 tells you about how to take control back of your life. Chapter 11 deals with how you're dealing with anxiety and anger. Chapter 12 goes even deeper into depression. How do you deal with that? Hurt, pain, and suicide. And there are just so many things. I personally believe that every person that's listening to me, every parent, every grandparent, every school teacher, every doctor, every library, every church, every counselor, every minister needs a copy of this book and copies to hand out to the people that are going through some of their own storms of their life. When the dark clouds come, the roadmap to hope. Get this one. I'm proud of this. And this is the one book that I wish I had when I was going through all of that abuse, when I was a child, when I was a teenager. I wish I had that to be able to turn, to be able to learn how to get through my storms to hope. Roadmap to hope. When the dark clouds come, don't miss it. It's on Amazon right now. You know, I'm proud of that book, and it's an easy read, but it's really for the Generation Zs, which you think, what's the, I've never heard of that before. You know, the teens, the 20s in that area. I know there's an official years that they're born in, but it's really anybody can get some good stuff out of it. It's how to deal with some stuff, but in your own life, and we all have storms. I think the last couple of years that we've all discovered that everybody has issues. I know I do. I have a lot of them, and it helps me get through that. So we have Waukesha Dixon with us tonight from the Bay Area Turning Point. I'm just so happy and thrilled that she's here. Waukesha, tell me what Bay Area does for the community. And if there's somebody here in Houston that needs some help, what kind of help can they receive from you and the organization there, Bay Area?
Sure. So Bay Area Turning Point is a nonprofit organization assisting survivors and those impacted both directly and indirectly by domestic violence and or sexual assault. And I'd like to say that we are an organization that is helping individuals on their pathway to hope, on their pathway to a new life, a new change, a new chapter. We have many different services. It's not cookie cutter. As I stated earlier, everyone's experience is different. Everyone's trauma is different. And so we are a wraparound service agency where we try to have available options for clients within our agency so that they don't have to continue to be re-victimized telling their story to every different organization, right? Wow. That can be very traumatizing to a survivor. And so within our agency, we have a residential and a non-residential program. For our non-residential program, we offer individual and support group services and counseling for individuals and families. And so we often know abuse can break down that family unit, but people aren't ready to lose their families. That's not what people live to do in life. And so we have counselors who are on staff who help bridge that gap for mom and children or dad and children to be able to help them become a family unit after they have experienced abuse. We have advocacy services where we can go to court with survivors, assist them with filing crime victims compensation or charges against their abuser, and we walk with them along the way. So we make those phone calls for them or with them. We show up with them asking questions and making sure that they understand their survivor rights all the way from A to Z. Along with that, we also offer housing services. So we offer short-term and medium-term rental and utility assistance. Shelter isn't always the option for everybody. And so remember, as I stated earlier, we try to present the options so that you know what's the best choice for you. And so having that available allows survivors to say, hey, okay, I still want to live independent on my own. I'm not ready for shelter. And so we create that avenue and space for them. We also
Go ahead. You said
we also have an outreach, education, and prevention program where we go out into the community and we educate people on domestic violence and sexual assault. So we communicate to them what awareness looks like, what red flags looks like. We do that in professional trainings. We are also in schools doing that and teaching healthy boundaries and healthy relationships to the youth of today, because they are the ones that are going to create that change for us. And then the other piece that we have is a residential program where we offer shelter services to up to 65 adults and children. So that's men and women. Abuse happens to both men and women. And so we offer that shelter service for them. Included in the shelter, we offer food services, 3 meals, 3 snacks a day. We offer childcare services where people can drop their children off and be able to go to work, be able to just take a breather, right? And have knowing that people who are background checked, screened, all of that are taking care of their children while they can take a step away and get their self back together, right? We're here to help you build that. And to do that, sometimes you have to allow somebody else in to help care for other things. We also have included our case management services, where we offer information and referral, crisis intervention, to be able to connect clients with other services, to be able to help them move to that next place. Shelter isn't the last option for them. It's the option of safety, right? So once we've secured that safe option, how do we connect you with what your next step is for you and for your family so that you feel that you're living a violence-free life? And so we have a lot to offer at Bay Area Turning Point. We're always looking for people in the community who are willing to connect with us to support our mission and our vision of ending violence for all. So if you are in the Houston area, and even if you aren't in the Houston area, you can definitely check us out at www.bayareaturningpoint.org. We have options where you can volunteer with our organization, answering our crisis hotline. We have a 24-hour hotline where if you are experiencing any violence, if you're not even sure if you're experiencing violence, you can call our hotline, which is 281-286-2525. We have someone manning that phone every day, all day. And I like to tell people, including the holidays, we're not off on holidays. And so if you're needing someone to talk to, or just, you know, is this really what I'm experiencing? We have our advocates who are available right now by the phone, ready to take your questions, ready to help you safety plan, and ready to help you think about options. Also, if you check out our website, there are options for you to donate to give back to our agency as we're continuing the fight to end violence. I like to say we are an agency. We pride ourselves on being good stewards of our resources. We make sure that what the dollar that you put into the agency goes back to something to serve and help clients move on past the violence. And so feel free to contact us on either Facebook, Twitter. We're on all social media platforms through our website, or you can call our crisis hotline and be able to connect with us that way.
Wow. Unbelievable. I had no idea all of those services was provided, and I would imagine you didn't hit all of them, but that's unbelievable. And I love that you have, because there may be people right now listening that are talking themselves out of that. They're really not involved in this. They're not a victim of this. I even had a counselor. I was counseling somebody several years ago. And the young lady said, well, my husband hits me, but he only hits me when I deserve it. And I said, what? You know, I think sometimes they can brainwash their their victims in such a way that, you know, they hit and then they apologize. Oh, honey, I love you so much. I'll never do it again. And the next day, it's just a never ending cycle. How big of a problem is domestic violence? Waukesha, I know you said 1 in 4. Mm-hmm. Is that really a correct stat?
So yes, that is a correct stat. And I want to go back a little bit to the person who you were just referencing. And so I want to talk about really what the definition of domestic violence is. And I hope it resonates with anybody if it's something you're experiencing. And so it's a pattern of behavior, in any relationship that is used to gain or maintain power and control over a partner. So if someone's trying to gain power and control over you, if someone has a pattern of behavior that is used to gain, again, power and control over you, I ask you, call our hotline. We can talk you through what that looks like. We can talk you through what your options look like. And so we want to make sure people are clear on what that looks like and what it is. Because when we don't talk about it, or when we don't name that thing or say what it is, people continue to sit in silence, or people continue to think that that's abuse that they deserve. And I want to speak to you today to say you do not deserve that. No one deserves to be demeaned, talked down to, hit on, abused on any form or fashion. And so agencies such as Bay Area Turning Point, we are here in the community to help you. Even if you aren't in Houston, you can give us a call on that crisis line, 281-286-2525, and we can connect you with a service provider in your area, even if it's in another state. We just want you to reach out and be able to say, hey, this is uncomfortable for me. This isn't something I deserve. And we will be able to help guide you to connect you with the service provider that's going to meet your need in your area.
Is silence the biggest enemy in this?
I think silence is the biggest enemy. Silence is the biggest enemy, but I would also say, Dr. Gregory, judgment is as well. That's why we as a community have to educate ourselves on what domestic violence looks like. We always want to sometimes question, and I don't want to say always, I don't want to say everybody. Right. I will just say some. They may question, well, why doesn't she just leave? Or why doesn't he just leave? But I'm one to believe people don't get in relationships or get married to always just walk away. We always think that it's going to get better, right? And so we can't just tell someone to pack up years of their life or even months of their life and just leave, just walk away. Sometimes we sit in toxic environments and toxic work environments and we don't just leave, right? And so we can't put that judgment on the survivor or on the victim to make it seem like they're making a wrong decision because they choose to stay. We have to then create the conversation such as we're doing today. We have to create the options such as we're doing at Bay Area Turning Point. So when they are ready to walk away, that it's a judgment-free zone for them to be able to say, hey, I need the help. I'm ready for the help. Where is it? How can I?
Without wanting to offend you and you slam your computer down and say the interview's over, is there any service that is available for the abuser and to reconnect the family if there is hope in that reconnection? Do you have any kind of, and it just came to the top of my head, how do we get the person that's doing it some help? Does Bay Area deal with that, or do we refer them off to someplace else?
So we do refer them out. There are programs in the community for batterers is what they're labeled, or abusers, and it's called BIP. So it's batterers intervention programming. And so what it does is it allows for them to have those very in-your-face conversations of what abuse looks like, how their behaviors may have been toxic, how it may have ruined relationships. And I believe and my hope is that it creates the opportunity for them to create change from within. Now, it is a survivor's choice on whether they want to entertain it or whether they want to enter back into those relationships. Again, presenting them with the options and what their choices are. We tell survivors, if you go back into those relationships, go back in knowing what the red flags are. Go back in with a safety plan. Go back in knowing that you have an agency that you can call again if you're ready to go. Statistics show that it's 7 times that a person will come and go before they actually leave for good. And so there are there are organizations that are in Houston that offer the battery intervention program. Sometimes they are court ordered, as well as sometimes some people seek them themselves. Our agency personally, we don't assist abusers. We refer them out if they do call our hotline, but we primarily assist those who have been impacted directly or indirectly by the violence.
Which is the larger piece of the pie by far. Those that have been hurt need the help.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, fantastic. How about sexual abuse? Now, is this the sexual, are you dealing with sexual abuse that is connected with domestic in relational marriages and that type of sexual abuse? Or is it for any type of sexual abuse, sexual assault on the street? Tell me about that chapter of what you all do at Bay Area.
So we assist it all. Oftentimes people don't know that in a marriage, you can be sexually assaulted, where you're forced to have sex with your spouse or your partner and you don't want to. We assist with that. We assist with children who have been sexually assaulted. We assist with adults who have been molested as children. We assist with people who may have been raped on the street, who may have been raped by a partner or raped by someone that they went on a date with. We assist people who have had sexual harassment at work or in the community. And so all facets of sexual assault is what our agency is able to assist with. And so no one is worse than the other. It is a form of violence that we hate is happening to people in our community. And to say that we are advocates for change, to continue to bring awareness about that and letting people know, again, we are here to serve and we are here to create the options for you so that you know you're not alone in this struggle and in this fight of recovering from your trauma or dealing with the past hurts of abuse. And so we do assist with sexual assault and domestic violence. We're a dual service agency that has that option available. All the services that I listed before are open to those who have been had forms of both domestic and sexual violence.
Wow. Is there a cost for the counseling, the cost for any of the services? Is there insurance that could be accepted, things of that order? If somebody's sitting there going, hey, I need help, is that going to cost me? I know they can make the phone call and or they connect with you to find out, but is there a cost for that?
Thank you for bringing that point up. I forgot that, Dr. Gregory. That's one of the important ones. All of our services are free of charge.
Oh, wow.
They are free of charge. We don't charge you to come into our shelter. We don't charge you to come in for counseling. We don't charge you to go sit in the courtroom as you have to face your abuser to get that divorce. We don't charge you for anything. We're the advocate. And by advocate, I mean we are there to help push you, stand back to back with you, hold your hand, continue to make ways for you as you continue to stand for yourself, as you continue to find your courage, continue to find your own voice as you maneuver through what the cards that life has dealt you. And although they may not be the best cards, right? We are here to help you shuffle them to where you can get a better deck, right? And so all of the services are free. Call us. Let's see how we can connect with you to make sure that you know you have options, whatever that option for you may look like. It's free to you.
Wow. Bay Area Turning Point is becoming my latest hero because that is absolutely phenomenal. Awesome. On the other side of this break, I want to dig into maybe real quickly, somebody that's listening, thinking, well, I don't know if I am involved in this or not, or am I getting close, or the red flags? And I want you to throw out some red flags for the people that's listening, or even a grandmother or a mother that may fear that their daughter or son is involved in that, and what they can step back and go, oh, wait, ding, 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 the alarm's going off. We need to have a discussion. So we're going to talk more about that in a little bit of depth on the after this last commercial break. And I promise you, this one's a short one. So hang with us. We'll be right back.
From REI Publishing that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back. I tell you what, we have an awesome guest with us tonight. I've just been thrilled. And the information that she has thrown out about this organization, Bay Area Turning Point, has been absolutely phenomenal. And I am putting the number down and I'm putting the webpage down on a little card and sticking it in my wallet, because you never know who you're going to run across that says, hey, wait, you wouldn't believe what happened to me last night. And we go, oh, I got that number somewhere. I want to have it with me all the time, or put it in the notes in your phone. Waukesha, the information you've been given is wonderful. But if there's somebody that, like I said right before the break, that may feel that they know somebody that's involved or could possibly be, or they feel like they could be involved and they've ignored it, what's some of the red flags? And then maybe what's some tips that we can help some other people out when we know that they're going through it? How can we help?
Sure. Thank you. And so I want to start off by saying I gave a wrong number. I said 1 in 4. However, it's 1 in 3. So 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. So I want to let that sink in. Okay. So 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. And so my example that I tell people all the time is sit in a group of your friends and count off. So more than likely, somebody has experienced some form of that. And probably you've never heard about it. They've never said anything about it. And so that's that sitting in silence, and the silence is the enemy that oftentimes people are living in. And we don't know what our friends are going through, our family members, but the statistics, I choose to believe they don't lie. And so we have to be willing to know and understand what those red flags are, what some of the people who we're most connected to are going through, so that we know how to be able to pull that information. I call it our toolbox. So we can pull that information out of our toolbox and be able to say, hey, here's a resource. I may not know what to say and I don't know what to do, but call these people. They probably can help you, right? So having that, so I appreciate you, Dr. Gregory, putting that in your wallet. But some of the red flags, I will say, is extreme jealousy. People get it confused that, you know, knowing everywhere that I am, where I go, all of this is this, he loves me or she loves me. It's a real fine line. And so extreme jealousy is a red flag. Possessiveness, isolation. If he or she has moved you away from, tells you can't talk to, tracks your phone, who are you talking to? Who are you going with? Isolation is another form. I always say, nobody loves anybody that much. Nobody loves me greater than the Lord. And so at the end of the day, you don't have to know all the things about Waukesha and what I do and who I'm with. When people begin to do that to you, that's a light bulb. That's a red flag to start questioning. Is this a relationship that I want to continue? Is this healthy for me? Is this healthy for my children? Great. Another one is cruelty to animals that a lot of people sometimes forget about. But a statistic showed that pets, often abusers, will utilize pets to get at the person who they're abusing, to gain that power and control. Pets are sometimes people's babies. And so if I know that I can get to you and gain again that power and control over you by being cruel to your pet, then I'm getting you to do what I want you to do because I'm being mean to your pet. So that's another red flag to watch out for those things. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they're one way this day, another way some other day.
Yeah.
They're one way in front of their work friends at work. And when they get home, it's a whole different person. Or it's like light switches. You're nice to me today. We're on the phone chit-chatting. The next minute, it's like, who is this person? Red flags. I mean, so as people are telling you these stories, as you're sitting down with your girlfriends or you're hanging out with your homies, and these are conversations and things and behaviors that are coming up, I encourage you to have that alert on and listening ear, like, hold on, I remember Waukesha saying something about this. Let me ask you a few more questions, right? And I don't believe that it's digging and getting into people's business. We are saving lives. If you look at the news, it is increasing of people who are losing their lives due to domestic violence.
Absolutely.
And it's because we are sometimes sitting in silence ourselves as advocates because we don't want to get in somebody else's business. But if it saves a life, if it allows for a mother to get back home to her children, if it allows a father to continue to be able to provide for himself, I'm willing to say something and stand up for the change. And so we can't be walking in fear as people in the community when we see these patterns of behavior that are causing the community at large to be at risk. Remember, the numbers was 1 in 3, one in three women, 1 in 4 men have possibly experienced some form of physical violence. I also want to talk about sexual assault. So 1 out of 6 American women has been the victim of an attempted or completed rape in her lifetime.
Again, 1 out of 6.
1 out of 6. 1 out of 6. Also, about 3% of American men, or 1 in 33, have experienced an attempted or completed rape in their lifetime. So again, it's not just happening to women. It is happening to men. And so agencies like Bay Area Turning Point, we're out here advocating for everybody. And so men and women, you do not have to suffer in silence. No, if you don't feel like telling your business to everybody, that's fine. We are an agency that is bound by confidentiality. We don't even share information with each other in the office if it's not pertinent to me being able to help that person move along, right? And so call us if you're needing help, if you're trying to figure out, again, where do I go from here? Give us a call, 281-286-2525. Check us out on our Facebook page. We have a Get Help button where you can send us a message through there. It was www.bayareaturningpoint.org. Reach out to us. We want to make sure that you're safe. And if you're not, let's safety plan. Let's talk about what options you have so that you have a brighter day for the next day that you wake up.
Wow. And the Facebook page is what? Just Bay Area Turning Point?
Bay Area Turning Point, yes.
You know, I think right now, everybody needs to, if you're on Facebook now watching it, like this and forward it to somebody, this interview right now. Get on Bay Area. And then, Waukesha, what I want to do is I'll send this to you. BBS Radio edits this and makes this look better and cuts things out and edits all our mistakes. And then they send it to me on around Tuesday. I will send that to you, and you can actually put it maybe on your webpage or on your Facebook page too, because the information you're providing tonight is so absolutely crucial. So when I get on, when I get on the elevator, Texas Children's Hospital tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon to go down to get a snack in the cafeteria, there's 4 or 5 people in there. I can assume 1 or 2 of those people are dealing with or have dealt with this in their life. And when you look at it that way, it's horrific. It's like, wow, we need to keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
Is this one of those conversations like sexual abuse that is so difficult to crack open that nut into a conversation because it's not easy?
Absolutely. Even when I'm training staff, I lead with, I know talking about sexual assault is one of the most uncomfortable things you can do. But that's why we've been called to do this work. That's why I like to say I've been chosen to do this work. because I have to be willing to have the uncomfortable conversation so that no one sits in silence or thinks that they're alone. But it is a difficult conversation to have, both domestic violence and sexual assault. People don't want to talk about what's going on in the privacy of their own homes. You see me showing up with him or her on my arm, and I'm saying I'm in love, and this is really what's happening to me. It's a lot of shame associated with it, Dr. Gregory, and we have to be able to knock down the shame of people living in shame. We've all done things that we don't want plastered on a billboard. We don't want anybody to know about it. And so we have to extend that same grace to the next person who is experiencing just the same thing. So not sitting in a seat of judgment, allowing people to go through their own experience and go through their own phases of trauma to where they can wake up and be a different person or choose a different path. Shame is something heavy that a lot of people live with and live in. And so our agency helps people to pull those barriers down. We have counselors that are on staff every day, 5 days a week. Our people who are manning the hotline right now, we have people who are on the hotline tonight, expecting your call, expecting to be able to help you make a new day for you and just talk about it. Just express what your feelings are and to talk about, again, what your options are. There are people waiting for you to call right now so that you can get the help that you need. Dr. Gregory, I also like to say these are conversations that should be had sometimes in the workplace. These are conversations that should be had in the church. These are conversations that should be had in the civic clubs or in the book clubs, whatever it is. These conversations aren't just meant for platforms such as this or for schools or just when somebody decides to give us a call. We as a community should be willing to open our doors to agencies to come and talk about it. As I stated, 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence. 1 out of every 6 American women have been a victim of attempted or completed rape. 1 in 33 men. Let the numbers ring with you. These are people who you're coming in contact with every day. So connect with us.
And it's not prejudice, right? Because it will go any color skin, any economic class, any part of this city, it could happen in. And it's probably happening, if I was a betting man, in the richer side of town, more than what we ever fathom. And we always want to say, oh, that's on the bad side of town. Oh, please.
Right.
It happens on every side of town.
Absolutely. You bring up a really, really good point. Domestic violence and sexual assault doesn't have a face. It doesn't depict if you're Republican, if you're Democrat, if you're Christian or not, if you're Black, if you're white. It doesn't at all, which is why I say, yes, I'm an advocate. I get up every day and go to Bay Area Turning Point. But Dr. Gregory, I like to say that you are just the same advocate as I am, right? You just aren't walking into Bay Area Turning Point. And so everybody who's listening on this call today, you are an advocate. We are all here to create that change. And so I'm not going to come in contact with the people you're going to come in contact with. You may not come in contact with the people I'm coming in contact with because we're all different. And we all have our own different circles. And so having these conversations, putting this information in our toolbox allows for when we're on the rich side of town or the poor side of town or the middle side of town, we have the information that can impact everybody and create the change in this world that we're so looking forward to.
Wow. I tell you what, I'm being serious as a heart attack. This has been one of the most informative and enjoyable interviews I've had since I've started this program. And I appreciate you being on here and sharing this information. And I think that last thing you said is an awesome way to end the program is it's our chance now to help by talking about it, by bringing it up, pointing people towards this awesome organization and saying, hey, oh, I heard about this group. If you ever know of anybody that needs this, put this down. That's the way we can all reach out and help somebody else out. And that's what the world's all about. It'd be such a better place if we all just help one person tomorrow instead of walk by and act like we don't care.
There you go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much for what you do and what Bay Area Turning Point does for not only Houston, but for the entire nation. And maybe there may be people from New Zealand calling. We get all kinds of listeners in New Zealand. They may be calling you tonight and say, hey, how can I get help? So hopefully you'll be there. And thank you for sharing all that. So it's 281-286-2525 is the number, correct?
Correct. That's it.
Fantastic. Thank you, Waikisha. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Anytime you want to come back, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Gregory. I appreciate that.
Okay. As we end every show each week, we always want to let you know that no matter what you're going through, and this is a perfect example, Waikisha just shared, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're dealing with this very moment in time, right now, when this show's over, what you're going to have to go into, I want to let you know there's always hope. And I think we have a little bit brighter horizon that there's hope, because Waikisha just told us about so many opportunities to get help that won't cost you a penny, but it will take you one step that you have to take, one number that you have to dial, one website that you have to type in. It's time for you to make that step now. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Breaking the Silence. And I'll tell you what, join us next week, live from Houston, Texas at 8 p.m. For another great guest. I don't know how you're going to top this one, but I sure appreciate you being with us tonight. Pass this one on, forward this one on, like it, and say share it, and get this one out, because the message is so vital. God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome week. And we'll see you next Sunday night. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525. Or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.